Today we cover the topic of Hechsher Eichen. So we have these seven primary liquids, Yad, Shochat, Dam, and the last item on that list is the Mem, the Mayim. The Gemara tells us that Mayim have the ability to be Machshir, whether they are Talush or Mechubar, detached or still in ground. And Tosfos in Divrei Matzchel, Chad B'Tlushin, points out that although we speak about the Mayim, which are Mechubar L'Karka, having the ability to be Machshir L'Kavod Tumah, but you meant to know, it's based on a Mishnah in Machshirin, that certainly it is not going to be Machshir while it's still in the ground. So for instance, you have a Pri that fell into a pool of water, in groundwater. Although it got wet from that water, the Mayim Chuburn, however, the actual Hechsher will only be activated when the Pri is taken out, when it emerges from the in-ground pool. At that point, when it's out of the water, it will have the Hechsher Tumah. So that's the Pshat in Al Gemara. Mechubar na Machshir, but it's only going to be activated when the water is out, when the Pri was taken out of the water with the moisture still on it. Ask the Chazon Ish, if that's the case, then where do we have Hechsher b'Mechubar? It's not being Machshir when it's still connected to the source, when it's still on the ground. The Hechsher only is activated when the Pri, once the Pri leaves the ground. At that point, it's no longer Mechubar. So what does the Gemara mean that the water can be Machshir, whether it's Talush or Mechubar? Says the Migdash David, you're right. The actual activation of the Hechsher only takes place later, when it emerges from the in-ground pool. But, keep in mind, when did it acquire the moisture? What was the point of contact between the water and the Pri? It happened when it was still Mechubar L'Karka. So that's the Chiddush. Perhaps since the point of contact was when it was in the ground, it wouldn't work. The Chiddush is no. Even Mayim which are Mechubar L'Karka can be Machshir. So although this Pri got wet, when it was still in the ground, when it was still within the in-ground water, that moisture can affect the Pri, so that when you take it out of the ground, when you take it out of the pool of water, the Pri will become Hushal Kavod Tumah. Someone says that the Mayim can be Machshir, whether or not it's in a Kli, whether or not it's in the Karka, Talush and Mechubar can both work. Now the Kasha is, because the Gemara further down says, that what's wrong with Dam Kachim? Why can't it be Machshir? So we learn from the Pasuk, Allah hurts, Tishbechanu Kamayim, that needs to be Dam Shenishbach Kamayim Machshir. Only if the Dam is similar to water, as Rashi says, it has to be Mayim, which is Nishbach Li'ibud Kamayim, something which is just spilled out, you let it go. Only something which is similar to that has the ability to be Machshir. As opposed to the Dam, which is meant to be in a Kli, the place on the Mizbeach. So since it's meant to be collected in a Kli, it's not called Oyer Tishbechenu Kamayim. It's not intended for spilling on the ground, and therefore it's dissimilar to water. Well, the obvious kashir is, so what about water in a Kli? If it needs to be something which is Nishbach Kamayim, something which is Hoyelach Li'ibud, spilled on the ground, so how could the Gemara earlier say that when the Mayim is Tolish, it's in a Kli, it can still be Machshir? What happened to Tishbechenu Kamayim? It's not going to be spilled out, it's sitting in a Kli. So it appears in the Gemara that there's no deficiency here. Even when water is in a Kli, it still will have that element of Al Oret Tishbechenu Kamayim. How's that? Let's think for a second. What's the point of Mayim Mechubarn? What's the advantage of the water in groundwater? Mur says, because it's kaimi biduchtayu. They're in their place, they're connected to their source. So there's an advantage to that. Perhaps only then does it have the ability to be machshir. The Gemara goes back and forth. And the maila, the advantage to the mayim mechubarim is because they're in their home territory, they're connected to the source, they're in the ground. Connected to the source, water is meant to be in the ground. So that's their home, that's their source. Perhaps even when the water is in a kli, it will still have that element to it. The oretz element, which seems to be vital to allowing the machshir, enabling the water to be machshir, it has to be connected to the ground. Alo oretz shpechenu kamayim. And perhaps even in a kli, it will still have that. Why? Because it's still connected to its source. It's still part of the water cycle, it's going to be spilled out. It's still connected. It's not yet, it's not disconnected from its source, even though it's in a kli. Why? Because as opposed to dam kachim, Rashi explains, it needs to be in a kli. There's a mitzvah, there's a chiv to collect in a kli. Or as the more later in the chav beis, is mashma that likewise when it has, when we have mayim, which was intended for the nisuch hamayim on the mizbeach, which needs to be in a kli. In those cases, the kli is required. It needs to be in a kli. That itself affects a disconnect. It detaches it from its source, which is in the ground. It needs to be in a kli. So it's kli water, not eretz water, not source water. It's disconnected from the source. So over there, the Gemara says, it doesn't have the ability to be machsher, because in order to be machsher, it needs to be water which is still connected to the shurish hamayim, to the yisoid hamayim, to the earth which is the source, which is the makam of the water. That only applies to something which has to be in a kli. In that case, it's detached from the source. However, if water doesn't need to be in a kli, it's just there by choice. You happen to fill a kli with water. Since it's just by choice, it doesn't have to be there. It's just for convenience sake. So conceptually, it's connected to the water cycle, to the broader water cycle, to the source of water, to the eretz. It's still considered ala eretz shebechenu kamayim. And therefore, has the ability to be mashal kabotum.